Strange Dr. Weir.
Good evening. Come in, won't you? You seem a bit nervous. Perhaps a story would take your mind off whatever's worrying you. I have one I'm sure you'll like. It takes place on a tiny island in the mystery-haunted South Pacific. And I call it White Pearls of Freedom. My story, White Pearls of Terror. In the small harbor of the tiny island of Barota, a barren, desolate bit of coral lost in the South Pacific, a dilapidated pearling boat rides at anchor. In a trading shack of corrugated iron on the shore, two burly, bearded white men watch a half-breed merchant gather together supplies, listening as they wait to the monotonous beating of a native drum in the darkness outside.
For Pete's sake, Wong, what's that infernal racket anyway?
Our solemn sacrifice is skipping to turn away anger out of storm card, Captain Blake.
Well, tell him to stop it. It's getting on my nerves.
Take it easy, Blake. We'll be going in a few minutes. The ground is falling fast, and there is a storm coming up. We're in the typhoon season now, you know.
And I'll be plenty glad to see the last of this rotten speck of coral, believe me. Even though we're leaving with empty pockets, we can't go too soon.
Wong, sorry you'll find no purse. Not a year better, maybe. Yes, supplies. $11, please.
All right, pay him, Phelps.
In a moment. Wong, why do you and your father live all alone here on Barota? And do you ever find it lonely?
Wong, an honored father, never lonely, Mr. Phelps.
You know, Wong, in Tahiti, I met a native who knew you. He told me your mother was Chinese and your father used to be a Tahiti witch doctor.
That is true. You pay now, please.
He told me something else, too. He said the two of you live here because you know a secret pearling bed down the reef.
Oh.
And that even in that stinking baked room of yours, you have a leather bag full of the finest white pearl that ever came out of the South Sea.
It's not true.
Oh, I think it is. Grab him, Blake.
No, look, I'll break your arm. It's not true. I'm not going to have no pearl. Can I say it is? And so we're not leaving Barota with empty hands.
Before we leave, Wong, you're going to tell us where you keep those pretty white pearls.
Phelps, I'm going out there and put a bullet through that infernal witch doctor father of Wong's. That drum is driving me crazy.
Now, stop it, Blake. We got to finish with Wong and get away. There's a storm coming up, and we got to be well offshore when it hits.
All right, then, make him talk.
A little more pressure on his cord around his forehead.
Wong, go.
Where are they?
The corner behind you. A board is loose.
Take it off, Mike.
Right. There's a loose board here, all right. And a little leather pouch under it. I've got it.
Bring it here. Let's take a look.
Yeah. Hold out your hand. I'll pour them out.
Oh.
Damn it. Look. Six white pearls as big as marble.
Yeah, only six. And there could be more.
Where are the rest?
No more, please. Six pearls.
Wait a minute. I think he's telling us. You've got to get outside the reef in a hurry.
All right. I thought there'd be more. These six will do nicely. Ah, they should bring a couple of thousand apiece. In 2 months, we'll be in San Francisco living like kings.
No, too late.
What do you mean?
Listen.
The drum. Get louder. Listen to it.
Now, stop.
And God of the storm has answered. Grab honest father for vengeance accepted.
What are you talking about?
Honest father knows you touch a wand. In the darkness, he makes threat to bring punishment. Now he will make sacrifice. Listen.
What was that?
Honored father makes greatest sacrifice to his God. He gives his own life.
What?
Now you have pearls. But they bring you only evil. They bring you death. The creeping death that walks with you in life. When you hear the drums, think of the father of Wong and the death.
No, shut him up, will you? Make it stop. Shut him up.
Oh, the terror of...
Oh. Yeah, that's it. Now they're both dead. Come on, we gotta get to the boat.
Hey, Phelps.
Huh?
Listen to that wind. It's too late. We can't get away. We can't get away.
Our story will continue in a moment. But first, is there a doctor in the house?
A young man, I am a doctor.
Oh, so you are, Dr. Weird, after a fashion. But can you handle this case?
Well, I cure all cases permanently.
Well, here are the facts. The patient is seen frequently in business offices, on street corners, everywhere. His clothes are always neat, impeccably stylish, yet something about him just isn't right. Brief diagnosis shows he's in perfect shape, except for his hat. Gentlemen, this may be your case. Too often, a poorly made shapeless hat can spoil your whole appearance. Don't take chances. Choose a smart, up-to-the-minute Adams. They're correctly shaped and styled, and made of the finest all-fur felt. No wonder men who are tops in the business, sport, and entertainment world wear an Adams. For Adams is tops in hats. So stop in at any Adams store or authorized dealer. There are thousands from coast to coast. And set yourself up in a nice new Adam hat. Now, Dr. Weird.
And now to continue my story, White Pearls of Terror. For 2 days, a typhoon raged over the tiny island of Barota, while Phelps and Blake cowered inside the trading shack that had belonged to the dead half-breed merchant Wong. The wind hurled their boat on the reef and sank it, blew down most of the palm trees on the island, carried away the storehouse where Wong's provisions had been kept. When at last the wind died and the sun shone again, Blake and Phelps crawled out of the shack. He stared dazedly at a scene of utter desolation.
Phelps, look, the boat's gone. We're stranded here. I tell you, we're stranded here.
Gosh, tell it, Blake. There'll be a trading vessel along soon.
Yeah, but suppose there isn't, Blake. We'll die here. The group's all been washed away. The palm trees are down. We'll starve to death. It's a curse. The curse Wong's father put on us. We shouldn't have taken the pearls. We shouldn't have taken...
I can tell it. Suppose we have to stay here a few months. We got the shack for shelter and we can live on shellfish. We still got the pearls. When we do get away, we'll live like kings.
We'll never get away. We're going to die here. All during the storm, I heard that drum beating, the witch doctor's drum, telling us we're going to die here.
Get a grip on yourself, will you? Wong's dead. The old witch doctor's dead, too. Their bodies are gone. The sharks have finished them by now. When we are rescued, we only had to say they were killed in a storm. And we'll be in the clear. We'll be all right.
No, now the drum. I heard it beating. We'll never get away. We're going to die.
This'll shut you up. Oh, yeah. I say we're going to be all right.
The days became weeks, and the weeks became months. Blake and Phelps lived on shellfish and coconuts and drank rainwater. Day after day, they scanned the horizon, a sign of a rescue ship. And day after day, Blake's despair mounted.
Blake, come on, get up. Your turn to go down to the beach and dig clams and keep an eye out for a ship.
No, it's no use. We're never going to be rescued.
We may be rescued today. Come on now, turn out.
I tell you, we're going to stay here forever. We're going to die here.
We're still alive, ain't we?
Alive. Nothing to eat but clams and crabs and coconuts. I'd rather be dead. You hear me? I'd rather be dead.
I tell you, we're going to be rescued. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow. Listen. You hear that?
No, I didn't hear anything.
There it goes again. Don't you understand? It's a ship. We're as good as rescued right now.
I didn't hear anything except the drum. The old witch doctor's drum. Beating again, just like it did that night.
Blake, get hold of yourself. Come on. I'll prove that was a ship we heard. Here, come on down to the shore.
The drum. I can hear the drum.
Look. Look, Blake. A British gunboat off the reef. And the ship's boat heading for the shore. We're saved.
No, it's too late. The drum. He said when we heard the drum to remember his vengeance, the creeping death.
Blake, get hold of yourself, will you? They're calling us. Oh, we're saved. And we got the pearls. In a month, we'll be in San Francisco living like kings.
No, it's too late. The drum is beating. It's bewitching the pearls. We haven't got any pearls anymore. They've stuck to your face now. Little round pearls, two of them, three of them. They're stuck to your face.
I tell you, there's no drums beating. It's just your mind. It doesn't...
Yeah. Now you hear it too, don't you?
No. But on your face. Two little white spots. silvery white spot.
Yes, they're the pearls that have been bewitched. The drum. Listen to it.
Go on, Frank. One silvery spot.
The drum. It won't stop.
Frank, we've been on this island almost a year. Living the stinking little shack where Wong and his father lived. Eating out of their dishes. Sleeping in their blankets.
Yes, louder and louder.
Now I know why Wong and his father lived here all alone. They didn't want anyone to know. That's what the moss on our face means. The stripping jail
drum. It says that we're never going to get away. That we're going to die here.
Yes, you're right. We are going to die here someday. Because now nobody's ever going to take us off the island. Wong and his father were left. And now we're lepers too. Since we've been on this island, we've both become lepers.
Well, how do you feel now? Perhaps what you really need to steady your nerves is a nice trip. A voyage to the South Sea. You could stop at Barota and meet Phelps and Drake. Yes, they're still living there. Quite alone. They'd welcome a little company and a... Oh, you're going? We'll drop in again soon. I'm always home. Just look for the house on the other side of the cemetery. The house of Dr. Weir.